إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the best speech is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of matters are the newly invented matters in the religion, and every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation, it is not from al-Islam. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the hellfire. Believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa of Allah azza wa jal, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have certainty that Allah's mercy and forgiveness is vast, and that He is the most merciful to those who turn to Him in repentance and seek His forgiveness. Then know, believers, know with certainty that Allah possesses all power and might, and that He has the ability to punish those who disobey Him severely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. Such is the seizure of your Lord, how your Lord seized a nation, a people, when He seized the towns while they were doing wrong. Verily, in His seizure of those people, it was severe and painful. Indeed, in that there is a true or sure lesson for those who fear the torment of the hereafter. Therefore, believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore take a path to your Lord between hope and fear, hoping for His mercy and fearing His punishment. And do not let the feeling of hope overcome you to such a degree that it makes you feel safe and secure within yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنُوا مَقْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَقْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Do they feel secure and safe against the plan of Allah? None feel secure from the plan of Allah except the people who are the losers. And also, brothers and sisters, also be warned not to let fear overtake you, that you despair the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, قَالَ وَمَنْ يَقْنُطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. And who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except those who are astray? So indeed, brothers and sisters, look towards the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His favor and His goodness, and desire them and pursue them by doing the means which leads to His favor. For indeed, no one is destroyed except the one who destroys their own selves. And do not be deceived by the shaitan that he makes you in a state, he puts you in a state where you do not restrain yourselves and regarding disobedience and sins, and you end up sinning excessively and you do not let go, and you let go of yourselves and in sins. This is how a person is deceived into thinking about Allah's mercy. So a person sins and continues to carry out those sins, and he says, Allah is the most merciful and forgiving. This, brothers and sisters, is deceit. It is deceit, the deceit that a person and he carries in terms that he feels safe and secure from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he diverts away from the correct understanding and he continues to sin. But the successful person is the one who, when he falls into sin and he disobeys Allah, that straight afterwards he remembers the greatness of the one he has disobeyed, and meaning Allah, and he hastes to seek His forgiveness. He hastes to repent and to Him with true repentance. Likewise, on the other hand, some people are overcome by despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they look at their transgression that they committed to their own selves, and they look at the number of their sins and how major they are, and they are deceived into being in a state of despair. And how, brothers and sisters, they can rectify themselves, and they say, why should I try rectifying that which cannot be made to go away? This, brothers and sisters, is a huge mistake and misguidance. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنُطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is of forgiving, most merciful. So the intelligent person, when they look at their sins and their deeds, they fear Allah's punishment. And when they look to Allah's favors and goodness, they desire His mercy, and they take the means that will enter themselves into His mercy. So it is obligatory upon us to fear Him, to fear Allah, to fear the consequences of our sins. But at the same time, we need to repent and sincerely and hope for His mercy and forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who turn to Him in true repentance by cutting themselves off from those sins and feeling regret and remorse and not persisting on those sins. This is true repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will expiate from you your sins and enter you into gardens under which rivers flow. So indeed, brothers and sisters, tawbah, repentance, is not that you say with your tongue, I repent to Allah, whilst you persist in carrying out that sin. It is not true tawbah if you say it when you are not concerned about it, not concerned about what you have done or the consequences of your sins. It is not true tawbah when you say it whilst you have the intention to return to that sin. You have the intention to return to that sin and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and oppose His commandments. O people, sincerely repent to Allah before the door of tawbah is closed for you. For indeed, Allah does not accept repentance when you are dying and your soul is being pulled out from your body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. Allah accepts only the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and foolishness, and they repent soon afterwards. It is they whom Allah will forgive, and Allah is ever the all-knower and all-wise. And he also says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil, to do evil deeds until death faces one of them and he says, now I repent. Nor of those who die whilst they are disbelievers, for them we have prepared a painful punishment. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم كل ذنب واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. So haste to repent, believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before death creeps up to you unknowingly. This is the first step to your rectification. Your rectification lies in you taking that first step, which is the step to sincere and true repentance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change what has befallen a people or what is with a people until they change what is in their own hearts, in their own selves. So indeed, brothers and sisters, merely hoping and not acting is not the solution. If you want your state to change, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and to guide you and to make your affairs easy for you, then you need to change what's in the heart. You need to change what's in the heart, and that starts with tawbah, with repentance, repenting from the sins, those transgressions that you have committed against yourselves and other people. So do you feel safe and secure, brothers and sisters, in yourselves? Do you think that what you possess will protect you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you deceived yourself in thinking in this way? Have you let your surroundings, people, and your possessions deceive you? Have you pondered in the Quran regarding what happened to the previous nations who were destroyed when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they persisted upon their sins and they turned their back to the commandments of Allah and they continued to indulge in His prohibitions? Face the reality, brothers and sisters. Face the reality, which is that our hearts have hardened and it is diseased and it needs to be cured. Indeed, many people hear the reminder. They come Yawmul Jummah every Friday, they hear the reminder. Or they might see reminders from the internet or from the different stations that spread any lessons, Islamic lessons, they hear the reminder and they read the Quran, they hear the admonition, but it is as if they've not heard anything at all. It is as if they walk away and they have not heard anything at all. And those who are truly blessed, they are those who, when they hear, they understand. They understand it and they preserve it. And they preserve that reminder into their hearts and they act and implement it. Oh people, there is no tawbah, there is no repentance with persistence upon your sins. How can a person have repented when he has not left his sins at all and he is still continuing with it and he has never left it once? The complete and the true tawbah, repentance, must involve the following things. Firstly, that you quit those sins. You quit those sins that you sought forgiveness for, and that you depart from them, and that you cut off from them, and you do not persist in doing them. Secondly, that you have sincere regret and remorse for what you did, and you fear their consequences, i.e. the consequences of your sins. Thirdly, that you have a firm intention and determination not to return to those sins. Fourthly, if your sins was carried out against other people, then you must return what is rightfully theirs. If you are sincerely unable, then seek their pardon. And fifthly, as some of the scholars mentioned, that it also includes that you follow and you act upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that you still and you neglect them and leave them and not act upon them. So these, brothers and sisters, are the conditions of a true repentance. If you truly repent to Allah, you need to implement those things. If you do not, then your repentance is not accepted because it was not sincere. It was not sincere. It was merely done upon the tongue and not in the hearts and not with the actions. So the people who carry out these things when they are in a state of repentance, these are the ones who will earn the pleasure and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Truly Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance, and He loves those who purify themselves. Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not be deceived into delaying your repentance until your heart hardens and it is afflicted even more by the diseases of the hearts, as your death may reach you and it is too late for you to repent, or your death reaches you and your heart is so hard that you are not even bothered about repentance. You are not even thinking and contemplating about any repentance. And we seek Allah's refuge. I need to be such a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, give us success in returning to Him in repentance as soon as we fall into sin, and that we return only to His pleasure. For indeed, brothers and sisters, our lives are merely days. They are merely days, and they are passing by. We cannot go back. So rectify ourselves straight away when we have transgressed, when we have transgressed against our own selves, or when we have transgressed against other people. Do not delay it. Do not be fooled into delaying it. As I mentioned, death may approach you and it's too late. or death may approach you and your heart is so hard that you don't even think about repentance and you die upon an estate that is evil. Estate, brothers and sisters, which we seek and need Allah's refuge from. Indeed, brothers and sisters, we have been bestowed with intelligence, with an aql. So let us heed the reminder, understand it, and preserve it in our hearts. And then let us act upon it and implement it in our lives. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدُ عَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ